Our Sabetha Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. We're now joined by Blue Jays boys basketball coach, that is Scott Berger, presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. The number one team in 3A stays undefeated after a win on Tuesday night, 57-36 against Nemaha Central. Coach, your team now 16-0, but it is never easy in the Big 7, and particularly never easy when you got to go to Nemaha Central. Pretty impressive win for you on Tuesday.
It was a good game, Brandon. We came out and executed very well. I thought our defense set the tone for the night. We controlled the boards on both sides, offensive and defense. Our offense was efficient, but we still need to be a little bit more patient on it. But I'm very happy with our effort and the way the night went.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun here to see how things shape up down the home stretch. And you got a very challenging sub-state coming up here in a couple of weeks. Marysville is hosting right now, you guys being undefeated in the top spot, but how about the Marysville Bulldogs? They sit there a top 10 team in 3A. They're 15-2. You got an ACCHS squad in the Northeast Kansas League who has won double-digit games. Concordia, of course, Nemaha is going to be there. Raleigh County, Hiawatha, and Minneapolis. How far have you kind of looked ahead? Do you peek at it a little bit? What's your preparation as we get closer to sub-state?
I think every coach knows what the standings are, especially the Keisha website is really good about keeping you updated. So we definitely see the standings. We definitely see the scores. And we know about most of those opponents. We just, you know, for now, we just really need to concentrate on ourselves and try to get better. And when I get down to 2 weeks, a week before sub-state, then I'll start getting a lot more film, and hopefully we'll have more of an idea of who we play, maybe the first round or possibly if we advance, who we'll play. So, we look at it, but am I watching film right now? No, because I'm just totally concentrated on our next game. And, you know, like you said, with the Big 7 League, you can't take a night off. So it would be stupid for me to be watching film for sub-state right now.
Again, a couple weeks left. Jefferson West, you'll see them again on Friday. You're back at home. And give a lot of credit to head coach Joe Smith, second year over there at Jeff West. They were 0-20 a year ago. They sit here at 6-10. They're on the rise. They have some good athletes. You beat them in the first go-around back in December, but, boy, this is a heck of a challenge, and they are certainly one of the most improved teams in the league.
Definitely. Joe's a great guy and a great coach, and I think he's getting a lot out of his kids. They're very well disciplined. They play hard on defense, and they play hard all over the court. And so it's always fun to play against them and just to to watch how they've improved. And like you said, they won zero games last year, and not only they won six this year, they play a lot of teams close, and so they definitely have improved. And then we turn around and we got two really tough games next week. So we definitely got our hands full here the next week and a half.
Scott Berger, Sabetha boys basketball coach, continuing on, the number one team in 3A, 16-0 after their win over Nemaha. Jeff West, Perry LeCompton, and Holton, and then Hiawatha will be the last four for the Blue Jays heading into sub-state, starting with Jeff West on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, Brandon.